Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Del Prado in 413.
How can I help you?
And part of our wall's kind of caving in, like the ceiling's caving in, I mean.
And 413?
Yeah, it's between 413 and next door, because I've been dating the girl next door, and we, you know, we removed the wall in between our two apartments, but apparently that was a load-bearing wall. We didn't know. And so since we removed...
Okay. Let me see. I think maintenance is gone, but let me see. Let me get your phone number.
Sure. It's 708-2835.
2835. And your name?
My name is Michael Borosh.
Mike. Okay, let me get back in touch with you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Do you know what I should do about the cave-in and ceiling, though? Should I...
I will call you right back, okay?
Stack up a table underneath it or something?
Let me call you right back. Let me talk to my manager, and I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, this is Michael Borosh again.
Hi, I've been trying to get in touch with you. We've been trying to get... We've knocked on your door twice because we needed to get a visual of what's going on.
Oh, I was in the bathroom.
Is it possible I can come up and take a look at it?
I was in the shower. Well, here's the thing. It's caved in even more, and now all these gold coins are falling from the area where we cut out. So, but
can I come up and take a look at it?
They're coming from kind of in the middle. So, like, do you know, do I get ownership of all the gold coins, or is it the apartment's property?
Okay. Is it possible for me to come up and take a look at it?
Well, I want to get all the gold coins out of the wall first and put them in a safe because I don't want you stealing them. But they have like Nazi symbols on them.
And, where are the gold coins coming from?
They're from the ceiling because I chopped out the entire wall in between my apartment and the girl's apartment next door. And I guess there was like a bunch of gold coins, doubloons, stashed up there. And they're all kind
So
I've got to get all these...
Somebody from maintenance is coming to take a look at that, okay? I just called emergency maintenance, so somebody is coming to take a look at it, okay?
I'm not letting anyone in till like, because, I mean, these are a lot of gold coins. This has to be worth millions, I would think. And I don't want maintenance stealing my gold coins.
Are these your coins?
Well, they are now, because they're in my apartment.
Okay. Give me a number where I can reach you, because the number you gave me is disconnected.
Oh, it was? Okay, well, my home phone is 773-6841.
Okay, I will get back in touch with you, okay?
So officially, though, I mean, the gold coins would be mine, right? Because they're in my apartment?
Let me give you a call right back, okay?
Or, I mean, I could share them with the girl next door because we are seeing each other. We'll probably just split the coins.
Let me give you a call right back,
well,
okay, Mr. Borosh?
Don't be a jerk about it. I'm just asking a question.
I understand what you're saying, but I need to speak to somebody to find out to answer your question, okay?
About the gold coins?
So and in reference to the wall and the ceiling being caved in. So
okay.
Let me call you right back, okay?
There's a water leak, too, by the way. There was a pipe in the wall. And, like, when the ceiling collapsed, it kind of...
All right, I will call you right... Let me call you right back, okay?
Well, can I call you back?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay,
thank you.
5 minutes? 6 minutes?
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, it's Michael again.
Let me put you on hold for one moment, okay?
Why? Why?
Hold on 1 second, okay?
What? All right.
Hey, Michael. This is Joseph.
It's who?
This is Joseph, the maintenance guy.
Oh, hey.
How you doing? You got some water leaking up there?
Yeah. Well, I've sort of taken care of that. I put duct tape because the pipe was kind of buckling out from the, you know, from the stress of the ceiling crushing down on top of it.
Mm-hmm. You mind if I come take a look at it?
Oh, not today. I've got to sort through all these things. There's like gold doubloons coming from the ceiling. And I've got to get the rest of them out and put them in a safe or something.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. But is the other lady still on?
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, I got disconnected from the maintenance guy somehow.
Okay. But, how can I help?
Oh, I was just wondering because I was looking under the floor from where this water pipe's coming from, and there's like all these old stock certificates. From the night.
Okay, you need to let somebody into the unit so they can see what's going on, Mr. Borosh.
Well, I gotta.
Okay.
Somebody
needs to get in to take a look at the unit, okay?
What I'm saying, it's gonna be a while because I gotta hang up these stock certificates. They got wet from the pipe.
Okay, Mr. Borosh.
And I think they're worth a lot of money.
They need to get in to take a look, Mr. Borosh. They need to get in to take a look at the unit to see what's going on, okay?
Maybe tomorrow because I got the pipe all. It's taken care of. I duct taped it. So there's no more leaking.
Okay, Mr. Borosh, Hold on one moment, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, it's Michael. Oh, I got put on hold and I never heard back.
What can I do for you, Mr. Boyd?
Couldn't we just wait till tomorrow for someone to come by?
Somebody will come tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that might be too early because I got to dry out all these stock certificates.
They're coming tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Mr. Boris. That's the time they're scheduled. It's 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I might not answer. I might not be around because I got to go to the safety deposit box and put all these stock certificates. There's over 800.
Okay, Mr. Boris, somebody needs to get in that unit and it's scheduled for 1 o'clock tomorrow.
But there's over 800 gold coins here, so I have to make sure I get those put away.
And how many stock certificates did you find?
I don't know. It's just like a giant stack of them.
Okay, Mr. Boris, I have spoken to the chief of maintenance. He set it up for 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's all I can do, okay?
Okay.
You won't let them in to check today because the maintenance guy is here. Will you let him in to just take a look at the wall and see?
Maybe tomorrow if I've got everything ready.
Okay, well, then it's set up for tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay? Somebody will be there tomorrow at 1.
I don't want the maintenance guy stealing my gold doubloons.
Somebody will be in your unit tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Mr. Boris. Okay?
Is he honest? Do you know if he's like an honest guy?
Mr. Boris.
Yes?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy. What's going on here?
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus!
Cactus this cocksucker.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus!
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. I'm your host, RBCP. And today is March 5th, 2017. And today's show was made possible solely by Dayman. He's the sponsor of today's show. Thank you, Dayman, for supporting the show and all that stuff. Today's show is a live show that I did on the Mixler, and we called a bunch of people and told them that we used to live in their houses. It was lots of fun, and I think you guys will enjoy this show. There's this thing I reference several times in the show, because this show was born from a hobosode that I did, I think, on Friday, was it? Or maybe that was Saturday, but I was calling up people and telling them that I buried robots in their yard, you know, decades ago, and they're programmed to wake up today. And just to give you a taste of the types of things that you miss because you're not a subscriber to the hobosodes, here is a 25-second clip of an old lady apparently believing the whole thing about robots being buried in her backyard. You might want to keep clear of the backyard for the next day or two as they make their way upwards.
I'm anxious to see them as long as they don't bother me.
they shouldn't. If they try to come in the house, there's a code word you can say to make them go away.
Really?
Yeah, you just say the word cactus 752. That'll get rid of them.
Cactus 752.
I actually got several clips of her saying the word cactus 752 for me, and I really think she believed that there were robots buried in her backyard. So if you're interested in hearing that, go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes and stop being such a hobo and pay to support the show. One other thing I've got today before we get started with the live show is a letter that I received in the mail from a guy named Momo. And for some reason, he writes his letters to me on a typewriter, like an actual typewriter. Like every time he makes a mistake, he just has to exit out with X's in the typewriter. It's very strange to read something that's typewritten. But it's related to the call that I played on the beginning of today's show, where I called the hotel, had the Nazi doubloons falling from my ceiling. He wrote me this letter on the letterhead of that place that I called, because apparently he lives there. And I'm just going to skip ahead to where he talks about that. He says, "The call you made to my building was hilarious. It was the Tenants from Hell Nazi gold call. I know the lady who answered the phone. It was her first or second day working here, and she hasn't forgotten about it. Nor has she figured out that it was a prank. Apparently she told everybody who works here about how weird Michael Borosh is, but never explains why, just that he's a special kind of crazy and that he probably does a lot of drugs. He was actually out of the state when you called, which was pretty lucky. The day after you called, they were banging on his door and trying to listen for dripping water. Eventually, they got a copy of his key and went inside to check for damage. which obviously means to go in there and steal all of the Nazi doubloons. So thanks, Brad. It's a running joke at my building now because everyone knows about the call except for her because everyone's too afraid to tell her about it. You should play the call again in one of your upcoming shows because it was really great. Thanks, Momo, for that update on that old prank call that I did. When did that happen? Like 2014, 2015? I can't remember. But that was definitely one of the highlights of that particular show. So anyway, let's get started with today's live show that happened earlier this morning. This live show is approximately 57 minutes long. It was originally, I think, like an hour and a half that I was on the air, but I played quite a bit of music and cut a lot of stuff out of it, so it's now 57 minutes. Before we get started on that, though, it is very important that we play this quick message from our sponsors. I mean, not Dayman, but, you know, the other sponsors. Our corporate sponsors.
Radio Shack, America's technology store.
Computer shopping has never been better at Radio Shack. Here's proof. Our new ultra-high-performance 386SX 20 MHz computer with 85 MB hard drive, only $12.99. And it's from Tandy, manufacturer of the best-selling PC compatibles in America. Or get a 286-based Tandy home office computer with color monitor and hard drive, only $899.95. Shop your friendly nearby Radio Shack. Great selection, superior service. Nobody compares.
Today I'm doing just the Mixler. It's no video today. That was way too much effort for this early on a Sunday morning. But today I'm going to do some calls to some homeowner people. Same list I've been using for months now. Eric's list. And I did a hobo-sode. Was it yesterday or the day before? I don't remember. But I did a hobo-sode where I called up some homeowners and I told them that I used to live in their house. And I told them that I had buried robots under the yard and I programmed them, you know, this is all 20 years ago, I programmed them to wake up today, and they needed to look in their backyards and see the robots coming out of the ground and making their way back toward the laboratory. A lady actually believed that, and she went out and checked. I gave her the code word to deactivate the robots if they tried to attack her. Don't you wish you could hear this, but you probably can't because you're not a hobo-sode listener. But anyway, I wanna just call people. So this list that Eric sent me, I explained this in the hobo-sode, but this list, it contains, you know, the person's name and their address and their phone number and all that stuff, husband and wife's name. But it also has the date that they moved in to their house, you know, that they moved into that neighborhood in the homeowners association. Like this one, it says, Margaret, she moved in April of 2005. And she moved from New Hampshire. The next one down, Donald and Connie. Why did I say that lady's last name? I'm an idiot. Donald and Connie, they moved in April of 2012. And they moved from New York. It's very creepy that they put where you moved from. So, I don't want to do just robot calls, though. The chat room, you guys in the Mixler, you're going to have to give me some ideas besides robots. I want to say, I used to live in your house before you moved into there, and I left something behind, or I did something, maybe try and get him to pull up the carpet. Get them to set fire to their house. You know, fun stuff like that. Oh yeah, there was an email. I haven't read it yet, because I asked people to email me suggestions. And now I have to actually check before I start doing these. Prior address prank from Chaz. Chaz says, on the last hobo-sode, you asked for prank advice on what you could do with prior address knowledge. Here's an idea. Call on behalf of the former city and state tax authority from where the person previously lived, claiming to be seeking a bench warrant due to unpaid taxes from the whatever tax year, the year that they moved. Claim they left the state owing $26 in property taxes, and now with penalties and compound interest, the total owed today exceeded the $10,000, which automatically escalated the serious incident to collections. If you don't pay the tax bill today, we're going to seek extradition back to their home state. And, yeah, I'll try this once, maybe, I don't know. Like, apparently these old people on their home phones, they get scammed all the time. Like, this is all they get is... I'm sure they've gotten the tax fraud scam calls already. So they're just going to think I'm one of those tax fraud scam people. Not to poo-poo all of your idea, Chaz, but... Like, this is all they get. On a home phone, that's all you get is people trying to scam you. There's ideas in the chat room. I'm not doing too good at looking at the chat room, though. I'll try. Anyway, yeah, let's start making calls and see what happens. Say you want to bring a ghost back to the house that followed you from that house. It used to be your drug house, and you hid a big stash in the house. Yeah, that won't make them call the police, will it? Okay, so Donald and Connie. Let's call Donald and Connie. I left rare action figures in the wall. That's what Buxton says. I could try that one.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm the guy that used to live there before you guys moved in 2012. I'm the one that left the mess behind. I don't know if they cleaned that up. I'm sorry about that if they made you clean it up. It was a mess. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop yelling for one thing. I used to collect action figures, and I left a large stash of action figures hidden inside the wall in the living room. Very valuable. Okay, he's gone. I left a bunch of $2 bills in the wall, and I need those back. I can say I left my mold collection behind the wall. It's a very rare mold collection. My collection of spores, fungus.
Hello?
Hello, Rebecca?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one that lived in your house before you lived in it. Like back in the early 2000s. Hello? Rebecca?
I'm listening to you. Where are you calling from?
Well, you're not responding. I'm calling from my new house.
But where are you?
In my bedroom. Hey, I was just wondering, I left a...
In what city are you?
Oh, hey, don't freak out. Don't yell at me. I'm just trying to ask...
I'm not yelling. What city are you in?
She yelled. Why do you need to know that? Are you trying to scam me?
I'm asking you because you called me.
Okay, well, I'm in Salina, the city of Salina.
Salina?
Yep.
And you live in my house?
No, I used to a long time ago, because you guys moved in there like in 2007, I think, maybe.
And what house are you referring to, please?
The one that you're in on Lane.
Oh, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. You don't know where you are, you senile old hag. She hung up. Wow. She was so suspicious. Ghost dog, who's a good boy? That's what Genuine Fake wants me to do. What am I supposed to do? Say I left my ghost dog behind? That could be fun.
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I used to live in your house before you guys moved in over there on...
Roy.
Yeah. And I just
have... My house?
Yeah, yeah. I think you guys moved there in the early 2000s. I lived there mostly in the 90s. I moved out in the early 2000s.
What was your last name?
Gerbel.
No, you didn't live at my house.
Oh, I did too. I just slept on the couch. I didn't say I own the house. But what I'm saying is the bed is in the living room. I left a bunch of rare action figures behind the wall.
No, not in my house.
No, I did. You just can't see them because they're behind the wall. But they're new in the box, never been opened, and I forgot them behind the wall. I hid them back there because I didn't want the guy that owned the house to steal them from me because he was a thieving motherfucker.
You're talking about the guy next door.
Well,
I live at 61 Court.
I know.
You did not live.
I know. That's where I used to live. 61.
I know the person that lived here, Roger.
Yeah, ask him. Ask him if he remembers his roommate Roy. We left on bad terms, but I left all.
Oh, well, okay, okay. Well, whatever. So what do you want to know?
Well, do you think you could take a hammer and just start? Banging your, you know, just tearing the walls out in your living room and see if my action figures are back there? Because I'd like to come.
Are you fucking nuts?
No, I left them back there because I stayed there on the couch in the living room.
I'll tell you what, why don't you come over here and tell me that in person once and see what I bang with a hammer.
Oh, is that a threat, motherfucker?
That's right. Since you know where I live, come on over here and I'll let you bang on my wall.
Oh, that sounds hot. No, did you hang up? Oh, man. Well, these people are getting pissed. Crazy Calvin wants me to say I left my Kenny Loggins CD in the attic. Nikki D says dirty magazines in the wall. I think I could combine those two things. And I'm going to do Ghost Dog, genuine fake, I promise. Okay, Space Monkey wants me to ask them if they can unbury my dog from the backyard because I left his collar on him and I'm feeling sentimental. That sounds awful. Okay, God damn it, chat room. Why do you have to have so many good ideas? Why can't you just have one at a time? Can't do all these.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, John, it's Roy. I used to live in your house a long time ago, like back in the 90s, over there on Passage.
You've noticed my house was, we had it built and we moved in here. No one ever lived here.
Right. No, I know that. But before your house was built, I lived in kind of a small shack type house that was there.
One moment, please. One more, eh? My daughter's just hanging up. Sorry.
She what? My daughter said hang up. Sorry. Holy shit. Maureen is such a nosy, busybody of a daughter, I guess. Maybe Sunday's the big scam day, you know? Maybe that's when all the scammers call the old people. Do their scams. Steal their money. Ryan says, I lived in an underground shelter. I could say I still live there. Like, you built your house on top of my underground shelter, and now the service elevator won't come up.
Hello.
Hi, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I used to live in your house there, over on Windway, you know, before you moved in. I think you moved in the 80s, and I lived there in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I buried my dog there in the backyard by that tree.
By what tree?
The big tree in the backyard, the big one, like the biggest one. And I was just wondering, like, I was kind of wanting to get his collar back, because times are tough, and there's diamonds on that collar. Do you think you could dig him up for me, and I could just come by and pick?
I can't do it. I'm walking with a walker.
Yeah, but if you just kind of set up the walker next to the tree and lean on it while you...
I don't go out in the garden at all.
I only buried him maybe 2 feet. Like, it's only 2 feet.
Well, come and get him.
Well, can't you just do it for me? Because I don't know. It's a lot of work. I don't like digging holes.
I can't do it. I don't even go outside without help.
Maybe if I could just kind of hang out there and I'll hold your walker while you shovel?
No. Because I don't go outside.
I really want my dog's collar back. I'm feeling very sentimental, nostalgic. I just, you know, I...
Well, you'll have to come and get it then. I'm sorry.
I miss my old dog, Buck.
All right.
But mainly I miss the money that the collar is worth. Jim Bob the Impaler wants me to tell him that I'm very knowledgeable of shallow graves. Stallman wants me to say there's AOL servers in their house and they need to flip the switches on the breaker box to restart them. I really want to do that one. But I really want to do Ghost Dog. So much to do, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Price.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I used to live in your house there on Windway a long time ago.
No, you didn't, because we had this house built ourselves.
I know that, but you're not listening to me, ma'am. Fuck. I did these calls yesterday morning, and people were not suspicious at all like this. You know, I had a few, but I had that lady that actually believed me, went out there to check, said she'd leave the gate open for him so the robots could get out. That lady moved in there in 1984, though, so I guess, whatever. Oh, hi, Peter?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I used to live there in your house. I lived there back in the early 2000s.
Sure, Roy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I have a kind of a problem.
Okay, come on, Roy. You've been hitting the whole area here. Everybody knows about Roy and his tree and whatever thing.
My tree.
I appreciate you calling me. Thank you very much. I really have enjoyed talking to you.
But
I've got a lot of else to do.
You didn't even let me tell my story. God damn it. I could barely hear that guy anyway. That is the first time. You know, there's like a billion pages of this directory. I've been calling this for like 3 or 4 months now, this entire neighborhood. Called everyone there. And I think that's the first time anyone said anything like that to me. The whole neighborhood's aware of what I'm doing. You'd think he'd want to like sit there and let me talk and see what I came up with, if he knows about it. Maybe it's time to retire this directory. I want to ask Peter if, you know, what the funniest story was. Maybe he'll talk to me. Yeah, I'm definitely going to say, Peter. Peter. He's just hanging up. Okay. Yeah, no more Roy in this neighborhood, apparently. It's got to be Steve Dave, or Bob Dabalina, Chuck Bartowski. Or I'll just be Roy Who instead of Roy Gerbel. That'll fix everything.
Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I used to live there in that house that there on Twins. Like before you guys moved in?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Do you remember me? I left the mess.
Okay, your name again, Steven?
Yeah, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yeah.
You mean across the street?
No. I used to live there a long time ago. Like, you guys lived there. You moved there in I think, 2004, maybe?
Yes, and the people before us were the Molsteds.
Yeah. I slept on their couch.
Oh, you slept? I didn't know you lived. I thought it was just Judy and her husband, and then he passed away.
Yeah, they didn't talk about me too much, but anyway, I was wondering, I left my Kitty Loggins CD in the attic. Could you go up there, up in the attic?
In the attic? There's no attic here.
Yeah, but in the roof part of the attic, it's just like a little access hatch thing you have to crawl up into.
We've never been up there.
I was hoping you could just get my...
There's no way we're going up there.
Yeah, but...
You can't. It's a linen closet.
No,
we've never...
I'm talking about the access hatch up in the ceiling.
No, we don't have one of those. What address are you... What address... We don't have an access.
You just haven't seen it because it's not in the kitchen.
Well, where is it?
It's in one of the closets. But it's a...
Yeah,
it's
we have a linen closet.
Yeah, it's a Kenny Loggins.
And we've never been up there. And I wouldn't even attempt to go up there.
Okay,
we couldn't get there.
But you understand...
Because they're all shelves.
Right, but you understand, right? It's a Kenny Loggins CD. It's his greatest hits CD.
Well, I'm not going up there.
And also a pretty sizable collection of dirty magazines.
Oh, my God, you got to be crazy. No.
Yeah, I mean, I kept them up there so they wouldn't find them because they were, you know, they were very religious people and they didn't...
No, they weren't.
They kind of were. They didn't let me...
I don't know.
They didn't let me listen to rock music.
Who is this?
My name is...
You've got to be kidding. You're making up a story.
Why would I make up something like this?
I have no idea, but I'm sorry, but we have guests and I need to go.
Oh, who's over?
Okay?
Who's over?
Goodbye.
Who's there? What are they doing? Elizabeth. She was so confounded. There you go, Crazy Calvin. I finally used your idea. Kenny Loggins CD in the attic, and whoever suggested dirty magazines. I really want to do this AOL server thing, though. Or wait, I wonder who their... Shit, who's their cable company? Hold on, I have a... I don't have that anymore. How do I figure out who their cable company is? Hey, look, these people live on Pelican. I know I've done stuff with their cable company before. I was saying I was going to pass out Bibles. Who did I say?
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number.
Rest in peace, Karen. Hey, speaking of rest in peace, Karen, let me find something real quick. Liz Darwin sent me some really amazing sound clips that I haven't added to my soundboard yet. There they are. Liz sent me these. She made some sound clips for me to play whenever someone's number is disconnected and we're just kind of assuming that they died, because that's probably what happened. Here's one of them.
Well, shit. The Cricket subscriber you've called is no longer with us. Message PLA.
And then here's number two. She made three of them.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
That's the best. And then there's this one.
This number has been disconnected. Please check your local obituaries and try your call again. Message PLA.
Good stuff, Liz Darwin. Those are amazing. I'm going to add those to my soundboard very soon, so that when someone's number is disconnected, we can just play that. She said she was a big fan of when I would play the taps whenever someone would be dead. But I had to stop doing that because YouTube would freak out. They'd be like, it's a copyrighted song. You can't do that. 21 Tone salute for the recently departed. Okay, next lady on the list is Karen. Oh, she has a out-of-state number. That's too weird. I'm just going to move on to the next one. We're going to call Esta. Esta moved in June of 2012.
Hello?
Hello, Esta?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy. I used to live in your house over there on...
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, I know. It's not like we lived there at the same time, but I moved out in 2011, and I think then you moved in.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I left a huge stash of $2 bills behind the wall.
Well, honey, if you did, they're still there.
Well, can you take a hammer and just start busting through the wall?
I don't live there. I haven't lived there in almost 3 years.
Oh, really? I thought you just moved in.
The whole place collapsed after, within 6 months, I had no roof. I spent a fortune on the roof. You name it. And the whole roof collapsed in. It was chaotic and disastrous.
Did you hire Royco?
So I have no idea, honey. And I wouldn't, even if I lived there, I wouldn't do it for you.
Why?
I don't mess up walls and stuff like that.
I'd give
you... I don't know what kind of joke you're playing, but don't play it on me. I'm too much... I'm too much distrusting to hear such garbage.
I know.
There ain't no way I'm going to do anything like that. That would be foolish. In fact, I'm thinking of seriously of calling the police about this.
What, just because I want you to tear up your walls? That seems silly. Yeah, clearly she took the $2 bills and moved out. I think while they were working on the roof and the roof collapsed, it must have exposed my huge cache of $2 bills. And she's like, woohoo, I'm on Easy Street now. She took all the $2 bills and moved out. Did some sort of insurance fraud scam with the roofing company. I tell you, fucking Esta. So I want to try and do a few Suddenlink calls, though. I mean, someone said AOL servers. I just figured I'd say Suddenlink servers, or maybe I could say AOL. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where this is going to go. This doesn't make any sense. It's probably just going to confuse them.
Hello.
Hello, Walt?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave with Suddenlink.
Yes.
The cable company, and one of our servers just went down, and we need you to go down there into the underground cellar room and just hit the reset switch.
I'm sorry, I don't work for you.
Well, no, you live on Pelican, though, right?
I do, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, we installed an underground server in your backyard. It's connected with...
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. We did it in secret because we didn't want to pay the taxes on it, you know?
I'm sorry, I don't believe this is a valid...
Listen,
call. Thank you.
The entire state of North Carolina...
The state of North Carolina.
And, okay. Oh, flip all the switches! Stallman says, that's a great idea. I could just tell them that it's hooked up to their breaker box. They're paying for the electricity to the servers. Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll just have them reset the breakers. All right, we got Harvey. Here we go. Scott and Sandy. They've only lived here for 3 years. They moved there from Washington State, which is good. You know, we could say we installed those servers 3 years ago in the backyard, underground.
Hello?
Hello, Sandy?
Yes.
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from Suddenlink, the cable company.
Yes.
And it seems that some of our servers have crashed. And you know that all the servers are on your property, right? For the entire state of North Carolina?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. I know you just moved there recently.
The entire state of North Carolina?
Yeah, the internet's down. And
yeah,
we
who's calling?
My name is Steve
who
Dave.
Is
Steve Dave from Suddenlink. And we just need you to reset the servers, okay? I love this idea. It's not going to work. Like, I'm just going to get hung up on a bunch. But I got to try. I got to keep trying. We're going to move on to Ken and Vicky. They moved there in 2010 from Maryland. I really don't think anyone's going to actually get in their breaker box and flip switches, but mainly I just want them to get pissed off and refuse to do it.
Hello?
Hi, Vicky.
Yes.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from Suddenlink, the cable company.
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That's good. Hey, do you know the servers for our internet service, they're buried in your backyard, right?
I'm not sure where you put them, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I know you guys moved there around 2010. They're on a lane, but that's where our underground server room is.
We no longer have that home.
Oh, who lives there now? Because we need someone to reset the breakers.
Okay, I know the people who live there are not there. They're traveling.
Ah, darn it.
There's no one home.
That's good to know. Thanks for that information. Okay, well, do you still live in Suddenlink territory?
No.
Okay, well, you don't have any...
your number.
You don't have any...
your number, and I'll see if I can get somebody to help.
Okay, yeah, well, if you could just contact those people and tell them to reset their breakers, that'd be great. Tell them the entire state of North Carolina is going to be without internet until they do that.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
Give me your name and number.
They're on vacation, so because of that, we have to lose millions of dollars every day. Thanks a lot, you know, those people, whoever they are.
Give me your name.
No, I don't want to. I already told you. I'm bored with this. I'm hanging up. I got shit to do. I got shit to do, lady. Okay? You just tell them, reset the breakers. Okay, she's gone. That was pointless. She moved. Next, we get to talk to Roy and Martha. And since this guy's name is Roy, I wonder if he's getting blamed for all the phone calls in the neighborhood. Maybe I should just, if he answers, let's just say, hey, I know you've been pranking me.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Well... This is the home of Carol, Joe, Grace, and Billy. Can't forget Billy. Okay, there's two numbers for those people, though. Nope, no more good calls, Slug Powder. I filled my quota for the day. Hello?
You filled your quota for the day?
Yeah, it's business talk. Don't worry about it. I'm calling from Suddenlink. This is Steve Dave.
Don't worry about it?
Yeah, I'm just don't eavesdrop on my conversations, okay?
You're the one that called me, asshole.
Well, you're the one that's just sitting there listening like a creep. Damn it, I fucked that one up. Let's try back one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
He's hitting the fuck you button like a little bitch. Fucking Joe. Or maybe that was Billy. I don't know. Grace and Billy. That's probably the kids' names. You're like, ooh, I want to put my kids' names in here. It'll be cute. I can show it to them. Like, look, you're published in a book. It's amazing. That's what he said. That's how he did it, exactly. That was a spot-on impersonation.
Hello?
Hello, Christy?
No.
Oh, shit. Is Christy around, or is John around? Around?
Oh, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Christy, John! Telephone!
feel like I'm in the 80s again.
Raven County.
Who is it?
This is Steve Dave from the cable company. It's very important. Very urgent.
Hold on.
Pick up the extension. I'm really stirring shit up over there. I'm sorry, ma'am.
This is Christy. How may I help you?
Hey, Christy. This is Steve Dave from Suddenlink.
Okay.
And, well, you don't have to say it like that. We're having server problems, and you know the server room's hidden in your backyard, right? It's like underground?
No.
Yeah, it's the servers, the internet servers for most of North Carolina. And we just need you to hit the reset switch on those. It's just, there's a switch. There's a cover in the ground right in the center of the yard. It looks like a water thing, but it's not a water thing. You open it up and there's just a button. It's just a red button, and you just hit that and it resets the internet.
And you're calling me to do this?
Yeah, because they're hidden in your backyard. We're short-staffed today.
This is a hilarious phone call.
Well, no, it's
okay.
Most of the internet, North Carolina's internet's out. We just need you to hit the button. It'll just take a second. I'll take a dollar off of your bill if it's all about the money. Christy, just a few more of those. Come on, guys, just a few more, and then we'll move on. We'll move back to I used to live there, even though everyone thinks that's a scam and doesn't believe me. Mario and Sandra, they moved here in 2008.
Hello.
Hello, Sandra. This is Steve Dave from Suddenlink, the cable company.
Uh huh.
And it looks like the internet's down for about half of North Carolina. And we put the servers for the internet in your backyard. They're buried underneath. And I was wondering if you could just go out there and hit the reset switch real quick.
Very funny.
I'm completely serious, ma'am. It's
okay.
It's all of eastern North Carolina's down, and it's not going to come back up until you reset the servers.
Okay.
Could you do that?
Probably not.
Please? I'll walk you through it. It's super easy. It's in the middle of your backyard. It's a little grate thing. You just pull it up and there's a button.
My dog probably dug it up last week.
Shit, fuck. Hey, ma'am? Aw. I was going to ask her if she'd heard about the prank calls in the neighborhood from Roy. Man, okay, whatever. I don't care. These people have lived there since 1983. So if I say that I used to live in their house, they're probably going to say, "No, you didn't. We had it built, and you know, we've been the only owners here." Yeah, her dog knocked the internet out.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please.
Oh, Jim and Barbara. Oh, never mind. I've got to get those disconnection recordings on my soundboard. Those are the best. I've already lost them. Here we go.
This number has been disconnected. Please check your local obituaries and try your call again. Message PLA.
Why does it sound like she just says obituaries? I don't really hear the O. All right. David and Lisa. Lisa spelt with an E. What the fuck? I'm going to yell at her about that. That pisses me off. Who does that? It's a fucking communist or something. It's probably ISIS.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. This is Steve Dave from the Suddenlink, the cable company.
Yes.
And we've got a small problem. Is your internet out right now?
I don't know. We just left the house. David, is our internet out at the house, you know? I mean, it was working a few minutes ago.
Oh.
It was working a little bit ago.
Okay.
Maybe half an hour or so.
Yeah, well, you know, we have all of our internet servers. They're kind of buried in your backyard.
Okay.
Like for the most of the state of North Carolina, it's all the internet servers are below your backyard, and we're just hoping you could go down there real quick and hit the switch to reset it. I'm sorry, what?
I've got a little truck in my ear. Sorry.
What's in your ear?
A noisy diesel truck.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm driving down the road in a diesel truck, so it's hard to hear you. So
I see.
You're saying that all the cable stem for Suddenlink is in our backyard?
Yeah, it's buried underneath the backyard. It's a giant server farm.
It's buried under our backyard.
Yeah, it's before you moved in. I think they installed this in 2012, and it's been down there ever since. You might notice your electric bill is a little bit higher than most people's. It's because it's running the server farm.
I have never been told that before. I do not know.
Oh, the real estate agent didn't disclose that?
No. You're sure you have the people.
Well, you live on court. Yeah, that's the one, and it has this phone number as a contact number. We just need someone to hit the reset button on it.
Okay, we're not there.
Oh, when are you going to be back? Because the internet's down for most of eastern North Carolina.
What's going on?
Who, me?
Yes, I do. He said, the reset button suddenly is in our backyard, and all of a sudden, the internet was East North Carolina just asked to reset the button. And I don't know what he's talking about.
We can't reset it.
You're saying you need us to reset it. That was sick. I don't know, David. He's gone. I don't know if that's happened. I think there's still somebody here.
Yeah, I'm still here, ma'am. Hello?
All right.
Are you going to be back home soon?
I'm trying to have my husband listen to what you're saying, but he can't hear you.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be talking. I was just listening to you guys.
All right, well, he's trying to figure out what you're talking about. Do we need to reset a button?
Yes, yeah, there's the buttons over. It's on your property. Just turn around real quick, and I'll show you where it is. It's really easy. It's just a red button.
We can't turn around. We're both following a 40-foot trailer behind.
Yeah, well...
We're going to turn around. We cannot turn around.
Where are you going?
We're putting our boat in the water. And there is no button that we know of on our property.
It's
I really do not know what you're talking about.
It's kind of hidden, so you don't hit it by accident. I can tell you where it is. It's just, you know, the internet's going to be down until you do this. If that's okay with you, if you don't feel bad about that.
I have your phone number. Do you want me to give Jared? Jared,
what? It's hard to hear you because you're... Why do you sound awful?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Must just be your carrier. What?
Let me have your phone number and we will call you back.
Oh, doesn't your cell phone have caller ID? Because I'm calling just from my my work cell number.
All right. Well, let me hang up. I will call our son and have him call you back.
Okay, it sounds good. Incidentally, Lisa, hello?
Yes.
I was just wondering, what the fuck's up with the spelling of your name? Like, who spells Lisa with an E?
My gosh. That guy just cussed at me.
No, I mean your name... She hung up. Only thing that sucked about that is I could barely hear either of them. I wish we could have got an answer from her, at least, about her name. Like, is it short for something? L-E-S-A, what the hell? James the Brown wants me to tell them they need to change the tapes in my spy cams. You know, the tapes. They're really long-lasting tapes. They last a few years. I kind of want to do an entire show of just, you know, this is Suddenlink. Our servers are in your backyard. That could be fun. Thanks, Stallman, for that idea. Even though he told me to say AOL servers. I like to fuck up people's ideas when I steal them.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave. I used to live there in your house there on Court, back before you guys moved in.
Okay.
And, hey, I was just wondering, I left a huge collection of Skylanders figurines behind the walls. You know Skylanders? You ever play that on the PlayStation?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're very valuable, and I left them behind the walls, and do you think I could come by and get those?
Behind the wall?
Yeah, I put them back there. I didn't want my parents to get them, because they thought it was a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's possible.
But you know what? I'm 25 now, and I still play Skylanders, so who's laughing now?
Yeah, I've talked to my neighbors. I haven't mentioned anybody having kids here. The house has been remodeled.
Yeah, but so, it's behind the drywall.
You're not even you're showing up at a false number. So
a false number? What's that mean?
You're showing up with a different number. You know, you're showing not with a name, but a county.
Different than number. What? Well, yeah, I'm calling for my work job.
Well, yeah, that's not going to work for me. I'm sorry.
Well, I know, you know, I bet you found them already, and you probably just already put them all on eBay.
No, I haven't found anything. The house got remodeled a couple of years before we ever moved in.
I can hear the guilt in your voice. And listen.
I'm getting ready to call the police is what I'm getting ready to do, because this seems very strange.
No, you don't have to call the police, because I forgive you. I forgive you for stealing my things. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
Excuse me?
It's fine. I'm just saying I forgive you.
Okay.
You're upset because
I'm going to have this number traced. Thank you.
I'm just forgiving you. That's all. I'm forgiving you. You're mad because I'm forgiving you? Now he's probably like, you know what? Now I am going to steal his Skylanders figurines. I need to put on my soundboard that guy. It's like, you think a tracer can stop me? Ah! That's how he does it. Weird. These people's entries doesn't have a phone number. It has everything else, but no phone number. They're probably the only smart ones in the neighborhood. They're like, oh, I want my phone number. And there are people who might prank call me. And they're like, oh, come on, that's silly. Who would prank call someone out of a homeowner's directory? It's not like we pass this around. No one could possibly get a hold of it. Why would they want to? Crawling Chaos wants me to say I need to dig up my guns and gold from the basement. I'm John Wick. I've never seen John Wick, so to an automatic I don't get the reference. That's funny, though. I would do that, but I mean, that's like a guaranteed call to the police. If you tell them you've got a shitload of guns buried on their property, probably gold, too, because that'd be weird. I think I'm safe with action figures. I think we're okay with those. Maybe $2 bills. I should be like, hey, you know, when I lived there, I buried an atomic bomb underneath your basement. But it's okay, because I didn't turn it on. Can I come pick that up? And no, Calvin, I'm not doing toilet cams.
Hello?
Hi, Betty?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I used to live in your house there on
Oh.
Back before you guys...
Okay.
Before you guys moved in, I think we moved out around 2002, I think.
Yeah, or 5, I think we get in.
Oh, well, I think someone else...
Okay.
Well, anyway, yeah, I was wondering, did you guys ever find that secret room underneath the basement?
Find the what?
There's a secret room underneath the basement.
There's a secret room under the basement?
Yeah, like, you know how you
we
have
don't a... don't have a basement.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You do have a basement. It's a secret basement.
We do.
Yeah. Like, okay, you know the carpet in the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you where the entrance is. Can you go over in the hallway and just start pulling up the carpet?
Well, I don't know if I can do pull up the carpet. Hang on just a sec.
I mean...
I beg you, hey. Hang on just a second.
Okay, or if you have a utility knife, you could just cut a big hole in the carpet with the knife.
Now where? Where is this? I'm in the hallway. What?
The entire hallway is the entrance. Like
yeah.
It's activated with stomps of your foot. It's like a secret knock, and it goes like this. You know, like two times and then three times. You have to stomp your foot, and that'll automatically open it, and it'll lower you into the basement.
Hang on just a second.
Just do the stomp.
Need somebody that used to live in this house in Castleton. Are you sure you have the right party?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 61 Court.
Yeah, you used to live in this house?
Yeah, back in the early 2000s, and I built a secret basement underneath. It's like a really large basement. Actually,
there's a basement under the house.
Yeah.
There's no basement under the house.
It's a hidden basement. It's
a hidden basement.
Yeah, it's not on the blueprints. I dug it myself.
Oh, you dug it yourself?
Yes. My friends and I.
It's not on the blueprints.
Correct, yeah. And there's a secret entrance that goes down there from the hall.
Secret entrance that goes down there.
I like how you repeat everything I say.
Yeah, well, the reason is because, my husband's here listening also, and I'm repeating things for so he can hear.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I was hoping you could go down there real quick and check on something for me.
What is it you're looking for?
Well, I left some of my personal belongings down there. There's my Kenny Loggins CD and a collection of magazines, and there's a time machine.
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no basement under this house.
Right. There's not a basement that anyone knows about, but it's a secret basement. And you go into the hallway, and you do a secret knock onto the floor, and I have detectors that'll detect the knocking pattern, and that'll cause the floor to start lowering. Your hallway is basically one giant service elevator.
I don't believe we're talking about the same house.
Oh, I gave you the address. Just go, you'll see. Just go in the hallway and do the secret knock. And watch your fingers, you know, around the edges, okay? It's not exactly safe.
Well, I'm telling you, there's nothing under this carpet. Not a thing.
Well, that's because you haven't done the secret knock. You have to do stomp, 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 stomp. And then do a step to the right.
And it's going to open by itself.
Yeah, it's going to lower you into the secret room in the basement next to the time machine.
Oh, what kind of time
machine? You know, just a standard time machine.
I'm stomping on the floor. There's nothing here.
You have to do it. You have to do it in a certain pattern. You have to do two stomps, and then wait a second, and then three stomps.
Well, I will. I can find it. If I find it, I can return this call on the number. It recorded the number.
Right, but can you try the stomp just one more time? Because I do have a back door stomp that'll just get in the back way, you know, I built into the server. If you could stomp the melody from We Will Rock You by Queen. Do you know that song?
What's that?
We Will Rock You by Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stomp the melody from that. Like, stomp, 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 stomp. Do that.
Well, okay. This is gonna take me a while to figure out.
Okay, I have time. I think she hung up. I am amazed at that lady. I think she actually did stomp at least one time for me. She just had to check. See if it was true. Norbert and Ruth. That's an awesome name, Norbert. I'm going to change my name to Norbert.
Hello?
Hello, Norbert?
Yeah?
Hey, this is, excuse me, I'm smoking. This is Steve Dave. I used to live there over there on Drive before you guys moved in.
Yes, Steve.
And, you know, I had a dog when I was there and it died. And its ghost kind of haunted, you know, kind of stuck around. And I just haven't seen it since I moved out. I was wondering if it's still there.
No, I've not encountered anything like that.
Nothing at all? Not even outside, nearby?
No, I've not seen anything. Hello?
Like a ghost dog in particular, or what about the ghost cat?
Nope, I've seen live cats.
Oh, no, it's not live, I don't think. It was...
I know what a live cat looks like, and I imagine what a specter looks like, and I see no specters, and I'm up at before the dawn, and I go out at night and look at the stars, and...
Yeah. You'd notice it at night because it glows, but it used to wander like up and down the hallway a lot.
Nothing like that guy.
Okay. All right. If he was still there, I was hoping I could come over and just, you know, say hello to him real quick.
I know, because it was you who the spirit was after, not the place.
That could be it. I don't know. Maybe it just got lost when I moved.
Possibly, but a dog is a special animal, and they really bond with their people, and their people ain't there anymore. They know.
That's true. Okay, well, all right. Well, maybe he just moved on after I moved out.
Well, maybe he's in pooch heaven.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope he's not in pooch hell.
No, all dogs go to heaven, kid.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yep.
It's only some of their masters that need to go to hell.
That's true, like me.
Mm-mm. You don't sound like a mean man.
No, I don't know if I agree with you. Anyway, I should let you go. I got lots of things to do. It's Saturday and everything.
No, it's Sunday.
No, it's Saturday.
Hello?
It's Saturday.
No, it's Sunday.
Well, anyway, look, I can't do this all day. I have to get going.
Get going, guy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Jesus Christ. The fuck was all that? The guy was freaking me out. Stop yelling at me, William says. I couldn't tell if he was messing with me to a certain extent, but he seemed serious a lot too.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check
the... That needs to be the end of the show quote. Slug powder. All dogs go to heaven, kid. You know, the end of the show clip that I play sometimes. I'll try to remember to get that one.
Our call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I think the show is about to end, everyone. I'm going to quit doing this. I've got shit to do. It's exactly noon. I've fulfilled my contractual obligations.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Fuck.
Please check the number and...
Gotta get those Liz Darwin sounds on the soundboard.
Hello?
Hello, Pat?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I used to live in that house of yours there on Pelican.
Wait, you're going to have to repeat that. I just had a bunch of people go by me and I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Ah, those jerks. Yeah, I used to live in your house over there on Pelican Drive.
Nobody lived in our house before we did.
No, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so...
You mean 13...
No, Pelican Drive.
Yeah, okay, what about it?
I live at that address currently. I'm in an underground nuclear bunker underneath your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm serious.
You're a joke.
No, I'm serious, ma'am. And ever since you built your house there, my service elevator won't go up. Like, I've been trying to make the service elevator go up, and it can't penetrate through the concrete that you poured on top of my house.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Well, no, it sucks for me, because I can't get out.
Sure.
I hope she always has to wonder... If there really is somebody living underneath her house. She'll never be sure. She had to hang up on me. By the way, I think the number that I'm making my number appear to come from is it's a fax machine for their local county or something. I don't know if that makes things better or worse. But a lot of people have picked up, so I guess it works. Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Kelly. This is Roy. I lived at your address there on Gondolier.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I actually live there at that address still. I'm in an underground nuclear bunker thing underneath your house.
Excuse me?
You know, like, it's I live underneath your house, and you built your house on top of my property. I guess because, you know, I didn't pay my property taxes because I've been living down here for over a decade.
Oh, okay.
Hi, David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I live in the underground bunker underneath your house.
Hey, brother, what's up?
And I was wondering, like, I can't get my service elevator to go up anymore because your house is on top of my house.
Oh, I don't know what to do about that.
Well, can you move your house out of the way? Because I'd like to get out, please.
Okay, I'll get that taken care of tomorrow.
You can't do it today. Like, you're too busy to do it today.
I'm a little busy today.
Whatever, okay. I'll just sit down here and do nothing until you do this.
Okay, you going to be at this number here?
Yeah. Yep, if you need to call back.
Okay.
Okay, asshole.
All right, see ya.
Have a nice day. I sure won't. I'll be stuck underground. It's your damn house.
That's okay. I'm just going to give the number you called from to the police, and we'll take care of all this.
Okay, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Tell the police that you stole my property. I think I'm going to try one last call, and it's probably not going to work out. You guys remember Lisa? She spells her name L-E-S-A. You know, like, what the fuck? What's that supposed to mean? I think I owe her an apology, at least. But I really would like an answer to why she spells her name L-E-S-A.
This is Lisa. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message.
Damn it, Lisa. One more try. Then I'm quitting. The show is over. Just want to apologize, that's all. Yay, Twink Feet is hanging himself.
This is Lisa. Sorry I missed your call. Please.
In about 2 minutes. Because I'm quitting. Wait, what am I talking about? Not 2 minutes, like right now.
This number has been disconnected. Please check your local obituaries and try your call again. Message PLA.
Teehee. Hey, that's not the right Kesha. No, no, we don't want this. Why is this happening? I was trying to find the other one. God damn it. Whatever, you guys. This is good enough, right? I'll see you later. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll post this on the feed one of these years.
Oh, dear Brad, how are you doing today?
Hey, Corbin guy.
I need a call because something's been on my mind. I'm wondering what the official death count is. Shows that are directly responsible for killing off somebody.
Hundreds.
I know so far it's
probably
three, Mrs. Cotton, and that one fellow who wouldn't hang up the phone and his phone overheated and burned down his home, probably killing his wife and kids, so we can add in two more possibilities.
Yep.
And then I'm responsible for Elkie's death in 2014. Yeah. So what is the official
count? Fuck Elkie anyway.
I'd like to know.
I have no idea what the death count number is officially. I lost track of that stuff years ago, like back during the phone show days. You know, after the first few dozen of them, you just kind of stop caring about how many people you've killed over the phone. So I don't know. If I had to guess, though, I guess I would probably estimate somewhere in the hundreds. That's not as bad as Hitler, so I think I'm okay.
Hey, Bradley. Team Ellen.
Hey.
So, I noticed you're playing GTA 5 right now on this Thursday.
Doing my show.
I lied. It's Tuesday.
Fuck.
And I was thinking, you know, instead of a Facebook mob, you should have a GTA 5 mob. Everyone can play GTA 5 and the phone losers. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
Totally what a mob is.
Yep.
Great
right.
idea.
Bye. Bye, buddy.
Bye. Bye. You know, I was told earlier today by Palindrome that we don't play GTA 5 anymore. Now the new GTA 5 is Rust. And I've never played Rust, but Palindrome insists that I need to play Rust. And he says there's a PLA server for Rust. And the current people on the server are Matt Hillock and Mysticlay and Gad and Palindrome and Axpa and Carlito and Dwight. Oh, and XYZ and Gobi. So there's a bunch of people playing on there, apparently, and I will try to remember to put the details for that in the show notes, because you have to go to a certain server, and it's a numbered server, like they're hobos or something. Oh, it looks like you're supposed to search for something called the Rust Rejects in the modded Rust server search. So everyone, if you play Rust, go do that. Look for Rust Rejects. Or the website, rustrejects.ml. That's M as in manscaping and L as in lubrication. I got those words from my new phonetic alphabet list that everyone in the PLA group is helping me with.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico again.
Hey, Nico.
I doubt both voicemails will be played on the same show.
Yep.
I just had
so
a quick
it's pointless
question,
to mention it then.
No, it's very quick and well, you'll see. Who's a good boy? Brad's a good boy. Yeah, Brad's a good boy.
I am a good boy, you know.
Are you wagging your tail?
I totally was. How'd you know? You guys just know me too well.
Dear Brad, hey, it's your most gangster listener. It's just OG.
Yep. Hey. All the gangsters say dear before they, you know, leave a voicemail.
Calling
it's
in,
the gangster thing to do.
Wanted to let all your listeners know about a special book out there called The Ballad of the Flexible Bullet. It's a book about phones and some other crazy stuff, paranoia, kind of.
Never heard
theories,
of it.
That sort of thing by Stephen King that I call in, you know, let your listeners know. And second, really cool topic here is something called the Mandela Effect. Now, it's picking up a lot of storm and it's getting real popular, and everyone should definitely look into it. It's super crazy and
Berenstain.
So.
I know.
I don't know, maybe you can even incorporate it into one of your pranks or something like that.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Hey, take care, and good job on all your pranks. Peace.
Thanks, Mr. Gangster Person. I've never heard of that Stephen King book, Ballad of the Flexible Bullet, everyone. Apparently it's about phones or something.
Hey, Brad, it's Mob7. Hey, so I'm listening to Crimson's voicemail about you being a cult leader. You're totally a cult leader. Totally a cult leader.
All right, let's just keep the cult leader stuff just on the DL until I'm done with all this FBI stuff that's been happening. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, every one of us phone losers, we go around using things like butt slam and Roy Gerbil, Roy Who, Roy Scipion.
Peeking over people's shoulders and getting their PIN numbers and muttering them to yourselves just to see what they do.
We know all
I do
of
that.
These different little things that you invented that are just we're all part of the phone losers cult. It should no longer be the snowplow show. It should be the snowplow cult. Nah, I can't even say that. Damn it.
The snowplow
right,
cult.
Whatever. But yeah, 30 seconds. You also...
Could I make it rhyme, though? Like the snolt plolt cult? You know, it's all got to rhyme. Otherwise, what's the point?
Giving him shit for telling him, oh yeah, you're over 30 seconds. I just listened to your thing, and it said, keep it under a minute. Preferably 30
Oh, whatever.
Seconds. You didn't say it had to be under 30 seconds.
Fine,
you said preferably.
Fine.
Get your shit together, Brad.
Sorry.
Love you. Bye.
Don't talk to your cult leader like that, okay?
Hello, my name is H. Jackson. I'm the agent in charge. My number is 729-3H9. I'm with Homeland Security. I'm looking for Steve Dave. I'm currently working out of D.C. at the moment, but if you could give this number a call back, we have some few questions regarding your online service.
Oh, crap.
And, we've been hearing a lot of things about Cactus and things like that, so we need to talk to the Steve Dave. Just kidding. I don't want to go to jail for making this voicemail. I'm just kidding. I'm not Homeland Security.
So Homeland Security, if you're listening, the real Homeland Security, I have this guy's phone number. It came up on caller ID, and I'll turn it in to you if you want it, because this guy is totally impersonating federal employees, something that we don't condone on this show.
Don't fuck with me, Roy. Don't send me to jail. I'm just a fan.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that then.
Hi, Brad. Listen, first of all, ignore the previous message. Please don't play that on the show.
Second of all,
I was at Metro PCS the other day, getting my phone, and one of the guys was helping a girl change her customer, and you know how you have to get the contact information with his, with the account number. Well, he actually accidentally gave them the wrong PIN number,
You're cutting out.
It's kind of hilarious. It's like, are you serious? He's like,
we lost him. It goes on for a while. For everyone who is thinking about using Metro PCS, this voicemail is a perfect example of why maybe you shouldn't use Metro PCS.
Yeah, I gave you this number. I mean, technically it's not him, but you know, he was trying to get the number so he could switch it over. But isn't that crazy, Brad?
That's crazy.
Be careful.
It's really crazy.
It's super easy to get your phone account hacked these days.
Yeah.
Bye, Brad.
You don't want that.
Hint, hint. Might be some especially messing with your phone.
I don't know exactly what happened because your stupid Metro PCS phone was cutting out a bunch. But apparently a Metro PCS employee gave some lady's PIN out loud in the store. What a dummy.
Hey, this is Scary Minus Art Nick, and your movie pick of the week is Bunny the Killer Thing. It's from Finland.
Woohoo! Okay, bye. Don't they all talk in Paris talk, though? Is it going to be subtitled? If it's going to be subtitled, I don't want to watch it. That's too much work for me.
Hey, Brad. It's the Funk P, a.k.a. Steve Dave Stevenson Davidson. Thanks for playing my song.
Of course.
That brought me a special thrill.
You're welcome.
And I also wanted to say...
What song?
Olga's 3 a.m. joke was terrible. A new joke for you. How do phones get dates?
I don't know.
Call girls. All right. Thanks.
That was a good one. I totally LOL'd all over the place.
Hey, Big Bad Brad. This is Trucker Motherfucker. I'm going to keep this real short. Bye.
That was great. Thanks, Trucker Motherfucker. It's also the best name I've ever heard.
Hi, Brad. It's Miss Malone.
Hey there, Nobby.
I was wanting to say
how
that
you getting along?
I've got a Tenants from Hell idea that you could do.
Yeah.
Phone up the landlord and ask them to go and get you some toilet paper. Say you need the toilet paper as you're sitting there doing a shit. Bye.
Doing a shit? Is that how you say it over there? That's pretty weird. But yeah, I'll try to remember that one. That could be fun. I've heard a prank call where someone calls a hotel and pretends he's in his room and tries to get her to bring toilet paper up. And she gets really upset about the whole thing. But I've never thought about trying that with tenants. That could be fun.
Hey, Brad. It's Dr. Astronaut.
Hey.
I was listening to your show with the malfunctioning robot employees. And I just thought of something that might make it a little more interesting. What if you... When you call first and you get the name of the person who you eventually call a robot, tell them that in order to cut down on prank calls and stuff, every employee is getting a serial number. And you can give, let's say somebody answers the phone, they say, hi, my name's William, and then you say, okay, William, we're doing this thing with serial numbers, and now your serial number as an employee is, 562. And then you ask to transfer to somebody else to give them their number. So when you get on the phone with somebody else...
Seems really complicated.
Number, quote, unquote, as far as the other person's concerned. You tell them that, they're William or whoever I said. Who did I say before? I think I said William.
Hell if I know.
William is
I robot. Stopped listening.
He's malfunctioning, and they won't believe you. And then ask them to say... to ask the robot for their serial number.
Can you write all this out?
And then when the person actually repeats...
Step by step instructions.
Number, and you could say it's supposed to be 562. And then the person will repeat 562 to them as their serial number. Even in casual conversation, it might weird out the person.
I'm getting a headache.
Stupid, especially if they're dumb. And you have a way of finding really dumb people. So that might work.
I think just everyone's dumb.
It might not work, get them to kick them in the shin or in the head with a hammer. But it might, throw them off for a second and be like, what the fuck?
Yup.
Alright, just
yup.
I'm just thinking.
Stop that. It would be kind of funny if I could get them to answer the phone with their serial number. Get them to be like, 7-Eleven, this is 56782, how can I help you? Netflix is better than Family Video.
This message is for Brad. My name is...
I'm Brad.
...Upar Singh, and I'm calling to tell you that one day I was listening to your snowplow show, whatever the fuck you call it, and I listened behind the counter of my 7-Eleven, and the other day, I told you not my friend... I had heart attack because I laughed so hard. I went to the Cactus Hospital. There I saw Dr. Chad, and Dr. Chad informed me that due to the history...
I'm not catching any of this. What's happening?
...that heart attack, and now I must give you the bill, you bastard fuck. And you are
crap.
Going to pay for it. Do you
More
understand?
Bills for me.
You are going to pay for my medical bill.
Shit.
Just kidding. You just did butt slam.
Oh, you sure got me. Fuck.
Hey, man. You better put that fucking echo in either. Love your show. Cactus, cactus.
Way too much effort after listening to your 55-second voicemail, which is totally okay, because I said that a minute is fine, right? According to what's-his-face.
Yeah, wait, go away.
All right, call from New York. Thanks, New York.
Hey, RB, Roy, or Brad, whatever you currently
Steve.
Identify as.
I want to be Steve.
I wanted to thank you so much for really accelerating my career. On July 10, 2014, you called the grocery store I worked at and made fun of the return policy. And that got me basically fired from that job. And I got hired by another office. And I'm currently in this.
Is this the first you're telling me about this? Like 3 years later that I got you fired?
That I went to college for but didn't graduate with. So I would like to thank you for fucking success. I don't care what you say. The calls that you make a fucking difference, all right? I'm just acknowledging that. You made my career better. I'm not kissing your ass in any way whatsoever, but I really wanted to thank you for everything, and you're the best, so keep doing what you fucking do. Never give up.
Aw, thanks. I don't know if I can take credit for that, but I guess getting you fired gave you a little push, at least. So, congratulations on the new job.
Yeah, Roy. I called you last week and told you about my coworker robot.
Mm-hmm.
That you informed me of.
Yep.
I was just trying to inform you that I wasn't crazy. Well, it turns out I was crazy because he told me to shoot him, and I did. Now he's dead, and I'm on the run.
Stupid you.
Anyways, trying to see if you got a place for me to crash for a little while until the heat dies down.
No way. You're a murderer. I'm not going to let you stay here.
They're all over my mama's house with my baby mama's house.
Yep.
They're looking for me.
Sucks to be you.
I'm hiding down the tree in the woods right now. And
that's a bummer.
It'd be nice if I could come stay at your house since it was your idea to kill a man.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do, please.
You should put a towel under your door and bust out all your windows. That's what you should do. Just to be safe. I think that's enough voicemails for today. This show's already long enough as it is. Even though I have quite a few voicemails left, maybe I'll get to those on the next show. Or maybe I'll just have to do another voicemail show. Or maybe I'll just delete half of them. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, a huge thanks to Dayman, who's the sponsor of today's show. Thanks very much, Dayman, for supporting the PLA and the Snowplow Show and everything that happens around here. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it at patreon.com/phonelosers or go to phonelosers.com/cactus. It's only $5 a month to get the Hobosodes. It's totally worth it. You get an extra one every week, except for last week when I forgot to do one. But most of the weeks, you get a free Hobosode. It's free, like Frank Patterson's book, you know? It's part of the membership. You're paying a membership, but the Hobosodes are free. It makes sense, right? Today we're ending the show with a song by Reefer Badness that's called New Dawn, and apparently I wrote this in my show notes several months ago, and I had the MP3 of it and everything, but I think that was right before I got raided by the FBI and they took my laptop and all my files and everything, so I don't even have the MP3 anymore. I'm just going to look for it on YouTube, but this is a song by Reefer Badness. I don't remember why I was going to play it, or maybe I played it before on a previous show. I don't know, but probably not, because it's still in my show notes as never being played. So this is Reefer Badness, you know, the guy that made the Go Cup song that everybody loves. This is called New Dawn.
You a witness to the new dawn of hip-hop, running madness like a cop that's from a zip lock, spreading a disease, like we get laid, addicted to success, like we get paid. It's from the bomb, nothing could go wrong. I'm the dawn, I just left the ring with a swan song bomb. Now you're gone, you know it won't be long until the crown finest is the new champion. Sparking up the zoo in my pimp suit. My life consists of making mats and a loot. I stop with this song, but I play my own notes. I've been doing this for long, so I'll be fucked if I'm gonna choke. You're a fucking joke, spit like you've had a stroke. You're too fucking slow, and you're spitting like a basic bloke. I'll drag you through the mud, and then I'll check you with the rope. Can you come for going for the throw? I'm gonna get your spine broke. This is the new dawn of the new ways, giving birth to the dying lord. Living in the darkness with a samurai sword. I'm all teeth and claws, lifting heavy like a Nord. Clashing with the violence is something you can't afford. Hit you with a one and four. Told these motherfuckers that the violence is the rising force. Listen to your skull as it's blasting off a 2x4. Stop you on the floor and kick your lily ass back out my door. Get the fuck out my house. We'll be right back.
determination. The competition is proverbial masturbation. You've gotta be insane not to be rating us. When we get big, I hope you're still hating us. Hate is so bad that it hurts. Listen to this track, swallow every word. This is for all of you who said no chance. I'm just having fun, but I'm kicking your ass. This is existing, my fist. This is a cease and desist. Kicking the shit, ticking boxes up my list. Digging through the crypts, slapping up your bitch. Make a fucking hit, make me fucking sick.
All dogs go to heaven, kid.